Hey, Miley Cyrus, Adam Levine, and of course the Kardashians in the news for a lot of different reasons. Let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi. We'll start with Miley, who dropped her new album this past Tuesday. What else is going on in Miley's world, Jordy?
Well, obviously everyone saw her big performance on SNL, but it was after her appearance that everyone was talking. She went out to STK in New York City for a little after party, but unfortunately someone snapped a picture of her cell phone and she was texting a new guy named Theo. And everyone is speculating that it is Theo Wenner, who is the son of Rolling Stones magazine founder. They were talking about meeting up. And then the next morning, we caught up with Miley's mom, who told us that she didn't even think that Miley came back to the hotel that night.
I can't believe Miley's mom would actually reveal that.
I know. I think it's probably the least of her worries at this point, would be my guess.
Yeah, good point. Good point. For the little context there, too, Miley was on the cover of Rolling Stone recently, so. Maybe that's how the connection was made. Chatting with senior news editor Jordy Lippi, we'll move on to Maroon 5 lead singer Adam Levine. How many weddings is he planning, Jordy?
Adam is actually planning two weddings, we're hearing. He is actually really into the wedding planning, and he couldn't decide whether or not to get married in Namibia, where Bahati is from, or Los Angeles. So they're going to do both.
Wow.
They're going to have a smaller ceremony in Namibia, and then they're going to go have a bigger celebration in L.A.
As if he's not busy enough with the band and The Voice and his new clothing line that's out in Kmart now. That guy is unbelievable.
He is over the top, and sources are saying that he's over the moon and he wants to invite everyone from The Voice and everyone from the band. So it looks like he is really excited about this wedding. Who would have thought?
Yeah, well, hey, if he's happy, we're happy. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Of course, the Kardashians in the news for a lot of different reasons. Bruce and Chris separating, and now Kim and Kanye. Of course, Kanye's been in the news for a lot of reasons too, but the two of them recently went to Paris. Did the baby come along?
The baby did not come along, and there is one person who is very unhappy about it, and that is Courtney. Apparently, she is not happy with Kim's parenting style at all and can't understand why Kim would leave the baby home when the baby's only barely 4 months old. And apparently, they had an argument about it, and they are just not seeing eye to eye on this at all.
It's always something new with this family. Just say no to these reality shows. They never work out for the better, right?
Exactly. And you know what? I feel like it really is now keeping up with the Kardashians. There's always something new.
Unbelievable. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.